Thank you.
So this is our 95th season, believe it or not. The club was founded back in 1930. We're going to be having our centennial not too long from now. And we've been playing these games with the mayor and the city council for 54 years. So this is the 54th year that we've had this game. And there's no better reason to have this day here with the kids and Cubs than the fact that the mayor has declared this as Babe Ruth Day. It was 92 years ago. If you look at this picture over here, you'll see Babe Ruth Day at the Kids and Cubs in 1933. And the Babe is there standing probably a foot, maybe 6 inches higher than all the other Kids and Cubs players surrounding him there. So a really great day for us. The Babe and his family frequently came to Kids and Cubs games. They loved to see the older gentlemen playing. We now have older gentlemen and older ladies playing on the team. Everybody is welcome. And it was a really great occasion to have the Babe and his family participate with us. No, there's no larger-than-life figure than Babe Ruth. He did a fantastic job of putting St. Petersburg on the map and contributed to our development here. He also took an interest in a lot of local charities here, and you'll be hearing from some of those here today. And the interesting thing to me is that Babe took the time to spend with young people in our community. There's lots of stories about that. One of the great ones was a guy by the name of Mike Mastry, who was affiliated with the fish place and the bars here. Well, when he was a kid, he used to go to the, you know, what would be the equivalent, I guess, of Walmart now, and buy a dozen balls, baseballs, and he'd take them down to Waterfront Park Stadium, and he'd get the Babe to sign them. He'd buy them for like 25 cents, and then he'd sell them for a dollar. Boy, I wish I could buy one of those now. And on one occasion, there was some grump, I'm sure it wasn't a Kids and Cubs guy, who said, you know, hey, Babe, why are you letting that that kid sign all those, why are you signing all those balls for that kid? He just goes out and sells them. And the Babe's reply was, hey, the kid's got to make a buck, so I don't mind. So we have several speakers here today to share this occasion with, and we'll start with Ken Welsh, our mayor, who has been right in line with Al Lang and Robbie Robinson and all the other great mayors of our city who have been pushing baseball and softball, and we appreciate your doing that.
Thank you, Will. No pressure there at all, right? Good morning. How's everybody doing? What a beautiful morning in our great city of St. Petersburg, and it's an honor to stand here today as we unveil this incredible statue named Babe Ruth Calls His Shot, created by our very own St. Pete artist, Blake Emery. Let's show him some love. This statue is a tribute to one of the baseball's greatest legends and a reminder of the deep connection between our city and baseball. As Will said, for over a century, St. Pete has been the home for baseball. Spring training, historic games, and legendary players who have left their mark on our community. And few names in baseball history carry the weight. You can't? Okay. Can y'all turn the mic up? Thank you. Few names in baseball history carry the weight of Babe Ruth. His legacy is not just one of records and championships, but of inspiration, of larger-than-life figure who changed the game forever. His presence in St. Pete, from his time training here to the stories that live on through his family, is something that we will always honor in our city. I'd like to thank the artists again, Blake Emery. There you go. See, right on time. Thank him for his incredible work in bringing this vision to life. And a special welcome and thank you to Babe Ruth's family members, including grandson Tom Stevens. Where's Mr. Stevens? I'm showing you love, even with that Yankees on. I'm showing you love. This is a day of love. Thank you all for being with us here today. Your presence makes this moment even more meaningful. I also want to acknowledge Steve Elfman and the Azalea Neighborhood Association. I didn't see Steve yet. Is Steve? Steve? Yeah, he does. My Yankee filter was on, so I couldn't see you, Steve. So, and Azalea Neighborhood Association for their dedication to preserving this history. It was through conversations with Blake and Steve that this vision for this statue was born. So I want to thank you all for being here to witness this very special moment to honor Babe Ruth's legacy and the sport that has meant so much to St. Pete. Thank you all for being here. And now I'd like to introduce the chair of our city council and a Westsider, Chairman Copley Gertis.
Thank you. Good morning. I'll tell you what, this is why I played baseball in Florida. This weather right here. It's an amazing day. I was able to give this proclamation on Thursday at City Council. And I talked about, you know, when you're a little kid playing on the streets of St. Pete and playing in the parks of St. Pete, which are our gem, you hear the whispers of Babe Ruth. You hear the whispers of number three, the left-handed hitter that hit the ball further than anybody could ever hit it. And growing up as a right-handed hitter, I never lived up to any of those dreams. But St. Pete has been a place where the Ruth family, Mr. Stevens, it's a blessing and an honor to have you and your family here this week with us. Thank you so much for celebrating your grandfather with us. And, you know, raising kids here, we talk about the history of St. Petersburg, and it's so important to us. And this is just one more celebration in a city that gets to celebrate a lot. And so on behalf of myself, we've got some other council members here. Vice Chair Hanowitz is here. Council Member Richie Floyd is here. And on behalf of all the council members, it's a great celebration, not only for kids and Cubs and the centennial of Babe Ruth coming to play here at St. Petersburg, but look where we are. Blue skies on the waterfront, playing a beautiful game. At least it's a beautiful game to me. It's an amazing thing to celebrate. So it's my honor to read this proclamation on behalf of the mayor. Whereas George Herman Babe Ruth Jr. played baseball during spring training in St. Petersburg with the New York Yankees from 1925 to 1934, and again with the Boston Braves in 1935. And whereas Babe Ruth gave generously of himself while in St. Petersburg to support children's and other civic causes and organizations, including what is now Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, American Legion, YMCA, the Women's Club, the Kids and Cubs, St. Petersburg High School, who we have the baseball team here with us today. Give them a round of applause. And the former Florida Military Academy. And whereas Babe Ruth hit his longest documented homer of major league pitching, reaching over 600 feet at Waterfront Park Field in St. Petersburg in 1934. And whereas Babe Ruth's presence in St. Petersburg greatly magnified the city's association with sports, outdoor leisure, and just plain fun, and greatly contributed to our city's sense of place. And whereas Tom Stevens, Babe Ruth's grandson, and his family is honoring our city by his visit on the centennial of Babe Ruth's first visit to St. Petersburg, and we'll throw out the first pitch just in a second, at the annual Kids and Cubs Mayor City Hall Stars and City Council game on February 8th today. And now, therefore, I, Copley Gertis, Chair of City Council, on behalf of the Mayor, Kenneth T. Welch, of the City of St. Petersburg, do hereby proclaim today, Saturday, February 8th, 2025, as Babe Ruth Day in St. Petersburg. And encourage all residents to celebrate a larger-than-life figure who, for 77 years after his passing, is still considered by many to be the best baseball player ever known. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Let's have some fun today.
Thank you, Copley. And thank you, Mayor. Well, now bring up the creator of the sculpture of Babe Ruth, Blake Emery. There's all kinds of coincidences here. One is that there are two founders of the Kids and Cubs. One was Evelyn Rittenhouse, and I won't go into her history, but she was a real mover and shaker here. And the other was a Dr. Emery. So maybe there's some connection here, right? Come on up.
Hey. Well, this caught me by surprise. I didn't know I was speaking here today, so I'm going to shoot from the hip, you know. I'm going to tell you a story. It's kind of my inspiration. When I was a wee lad, probably 5 or 6, not much older than my kids are here, some of them, my dad used to tell me a story about this great man. You know, there's a great, huge man, bear of a man, and he would step up the home plate, and he would point where he wanted that ball to go. And sure as day, he would knock it right to where he pointed. And that was, to me, that was a life lesson. And it taught me, no matter what, you step up the home plate, and you call your shot. Hey, thank you, guys. And I want to thank everybody putting this whole event together. It's been a wonderful time. I had a great time building the statue. Many people were involved. And I hope you guys like it when it gets unveiled. And thank you. And thank you, St. Pete.
Thank you, Blake. And now it's my pleasure to introduce and bring up Tom Stevens, Babe Ruth's grandson, who is here with his son and daughter and his grandchildren. So wonderful to have you here to mark this fantastic commemoration of your grandfather. I might just mention that I had the pleasure of escorting Tom's mother, Julia Ruth, around the city for the centennial back in 2014 of spring training, Major League spring training in our city, and it was wonderful to be able to do that. Tom, thank you.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. On behalf of the Ruth family, I'd like to say it's our honor, truly, to be here. And I would like to extend thanks to all of the various parties and individuals that are instrumental in our being here. Will and the Cubs, and Mayor Welch, the City of St. Petersburg, and a special shout to the Vinoy Hotel for the lovely rooms that they have provided for us. I'm blown away. I'll never stay in a place that nice again. You know, we're here to talk about a statue, among other things, and I never really understood this, but you know, until 1995, there wasn't a statue of Babe anywhere, nowhere in the world. And by that time, Stan Musial had a statue outside of Busch Stadium, Willie Mays outside of Candlestick. Let's see, Frank Robinson had 2 statues, and Babe had none. Well, I'm glad, happy to say that's been remedied. Starting in 1995, with the commemoration of a young and up-and-coming Babe as a southpaw, Susan Lurie created Babe's Dream with a right-hander's glove. And that sits outside of Camden Yard. Many people might know about the exhibition games that were played in Japan in 1934 with an all-star game. It's an all-star team. There's a statue that commemorates that in Tokyo in a park. And then there's a lesser-known statue that I only learned about recently in Waco, Texas, that commemorates barnstorming games that were played there. And it's both Lou and Babe sitting on a park bench. And then 2 years ago, a magnificent statue was created by Chad Fisher and placed in that other spring training place, Hot Springs, Arkansas. You know, it and now we have St. Pete. How fitting. You know, it occurred to me when the proclamation was read at City Hall and here again that we're not only recognizing Babe's baseball ability, but his humanity. The Babe was inducted into the Sports Humanitarian Hall of Fame in Boise, Idaho in 2010, but that's really just the tip of the iceberg. He belonged to over 50 charitable associations in his lifetime, and his kindness and generosity with both his time and money knew no bounds. It was common knowledge, actually, that the Babe was a soft touch. My grandmother used to tell me stories about requests that he would get in the mail for money. And oftentimes he'd respond and he'd send him money, even strangers. He paid for people's surgeries. Amazing. And here's something that always struck me as for even more amazing. Sometimes before a ball game, he would go up and he'd buy all the kids in the bleachers hot dogs and soda. And he'd sit with them and talk to them. Can you imagine that, a player of his stature doing that? But I think that really underlies the kindness that was just inherent in his very being. But I think, actually, I recently just read a paper. I mentioned this at City Hall the other day. The premise of the paper was that Babe's greatest contribution to humanity had nothing to do with baseball. It was written by an oncologist. When Babe was in his last final months at Sloan Kettering Cancer in New York, they presented him with a radical new revolutionary therapy that hadn't even been tried before. We know it now as chemo and radiation. It's become the standard of the industry, but he volunteered. He just, well, you know, maybe somebody can benefit from this. And that, so it was his position that by doing so, what they learned from his treatment went a long way towards formulating what became the standard of practice in oncology. So at this time, I'd kind of like to invite the three generations of Ruths up so you can meet them all. Yeah. Wherever they are. So this is my son, Brent. Brent is the creator of our family website, BabeRuthCentral.com, so please check it out if you haven't. Love to hear what you have to say. And, well, my shrinking violet wife didn't present herself, so. This is...
Come on, Mom.
Come on, honey. That describes her. She never gives up. And this is granddaughter Lexi, who's 15. And granddaughter Maddie, who's 11. And this is my daughter Amanda, and her two boys, Parker and Lukey. So thank you so much for the honor that you've bestowed upon my grandfather today. The city of St. Pete is always going to have a special place in our hearts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, here's the moment we've all been waiting for, the unveiling. If our four speakers could please step up to the statue, and we will very gently remove the cover.